is the Blue Ridge 2 Internet. Internet Control Tonight is KQ4WHN. My name is Mark, and my location is Greer. In the interest and promotion of amateur radio, this net is called nightly at 9 p.m. In the event of an emergency, this net will be activated. This repeater is located atop Caesar's Head Mountain, about 2 miles south of the North Carolina-South Carolina border, near Highway 276. Repeater is at an elevation of 3,500 feet. This repeater is owned and operated by the Blue Ridge Amateur Radio Society, and all amateurs licensed to operate on the frequency are invited to check in. Is there any formal traffic for the net? Please call KQ4WHN. Are there any announcements or bulletins for the net? Please call KQ4WHN. All right, none heard. We'll go on to the roll call. This is a directed net. All stations with or without traffic are invited to check in. As you check in, give your call, your name, location, and let us know whether you're going to stay around to have a conversation or run the rag chew portion. Any questions, comments, thoughts, or ideas are all welcome for the rag chew. All right, well, today is Tuesday, and as usual, we're going to start with the India through Lima group once I get through the pre-net check-ins. So, give you a little bit of excitement there because you're almost ready. So, here we go. Let's get the pre-net check-ins done, and then we'll work on the RF section. Stand by. All right, pre-net check-ins. Net control like to recognize KC4PLT. That's Richard in Pendergrass, Georgia. Got KF4CKT, that's John in Honeypath. KC4WGG, that's Patrick in Rome, Georgia. Got KE4VGN, that's Rich in Greenville. N4DFM, that's Tony in Richmond, Virginia. N4UYB, that's Rebecca in Monroe, Georgia. AA4GH, that's Gus there in Punta Gorda, Florida. NC9V, that's Leon in Henderson, and he brings along KE4DXJ, that's Wendy, and they're there in Hendersonville. KE4XMR, that's Mel in Prosperity. Got W2AMD, that's Andy in Simpsonville. Got KO4ZEW, that's Ben in Simpsonville. Got WA4JJZ, that's Andy in Aiken. Got KC4W, that's William in Anderson. Got KI4LZI, that's, well, everybody knows that's Anthony, and Anthony's there in Pickens. Got KQ4ZWS, and that's Christine. Thanks for joining us tonight, Christine, via the pre-net check-in on the website. And to round us out, we've got I'm going to get it right, I promise. N4CRV, that's Lee there in Simpsonville. KN4RJN, that's John in Brown Summit. KB2BYQ, that's David in Easley. W4SPX, that's Brad in Simpsonville. And rounding it out is KR4FHX, that's Jamie in Gaffney. Yeah, check-in's taken care of. We've got nobody showing on EchoLink. We're going to go ahead and open it up to the RF group. And the RF group, we start with India through Lima, I through L. Call KQ4WHN.
WHN. Kilo 4, Juliet, Foxtrot, Oscar. And I am James up on this mountain in Tuxedo, North Carolina. And it's where I'm going to be negative and negative, saying 73 for each one of you.
Hey, Jim.
Oscar 4, Juliet, Kilo, Victor. KO4JKV, this is Duncan in Asheville, and I'll be negative and negative.
Q4 for WHN with Blue Ridge 2 Meter Net, and Net Control would like to recognize these fine folks. I got KK4 JFO James up there on that mountain. Thank you, sir. Thanks for joining us tonight, and make sure I get you checked off before I go running off and doing something silly. I've got W4IOE, that's Sid there in Fletcher. Sid, you had some picket fencing going on, so I'm assuming you're mobile or maybe on an HT, but I got you. You were definitely being challenged by the atmosphere, but we got you in there. Got KO4JKV, that's Duncan there in Asheville. And I've got room on the board for more, but first, we're going to go to our EchoLink station. EchoLink stations only. Call KQ4WHN.
Net Control, please check in KR4CZI. This Kilo Romeo 4. Charlie Zulu, India. Walter, I'm in Anderson. I'm negative and negative. Good evening, everybody.
This is the Blue Ridge 2 Meter Net. Net Control would like to recognize KR4CZI. Walter in Anderson. Thanks for joining us tonight, Walter. All right, folks, we're going to give one more shot on the India through Lima group before we move on. Anyone I through L want to check in the Blue Ridge 2 Meter Net, call now.
Q4WHN. Thanks for calling the net for us tonight. Please check in Kilo 4, Juliet, Bravo, Quebec. This is Larry. Also, my wife Donna. Kilo, Charlie, 4. Mike, Foxtrot Kilo. We make our home in Greer. Marcus in and out, if you would, please. Everybody have a good night. Stay warm and tucked in tonight. 7-3.
Q4WHN with Blue Ridge 2 Meter Net. And Net Control would like to recognize KK4JBQ. That's Larry. And he brings along KC4MFK. That's Donna. Larry, I knew you were out there because I heard you on the other repeater checking in right after I did, so I knew you were lurking out there. Appreciate you coming over on this side. Caesar's head repeater so we can get you in the log. Have a great night, and I will do my absolute best to stay warm. I've got a list of blankets to go on the bed tonight. It's going to be chilly. All right, folks, we're going to move on to the next RF group, and that's going to be the Mike through Papa group, M through P. Call KQ4WHN.
Charles. Good evening, Mark. Please check in Kilo 4 Oscar November Oscar Lorena and my husband Kilo 4 Delta Mike Whiskey Rick. We're both in Piedmont, both be negative and negative. And by telephone relay, please check in our daughter Kilomite 4, Mike Oscar, Quebec, Michelle. She's in West Shoals and should be negative.
Please check in WG4MC. This is Matt in Western Greenville County. Be negative and negative, 7-3 to you and all the net.
KQ4WHN with Blue Ridge 2 Meter Net. And Net Control would like to recognize KK4ONO, that's Lorena. And she brings along KK4DMW, that's Rick. And together they bring along, through telephone relay, KM4MOQ, that's Michelle. Thanks for bringing the family, as always, Lorena. Hopefully everybody's having a great night that way. Then we've got WG4MC. That's Matt there in Greenville County. We're going to get things organized here. I've got another EchoLink station, so we'll take a pause and say EchoLink stations and EchoLink stations only. Call KQ4WHN.
Net Control. Please check in Kilo Oscar 4 Yankee Hotel Yankee. That's Jim in Berea. Negative and negative.
Oh, like recognize KO4YHY. That's Jim in Berea. Thanks for joining us via the EchoLink tonight, Jim. I love all of the different ways people can check into the net, and the pre-net check-in and EchoLink certainly make it easy when it's other good old-fashioned radio doesn't work, so that's great. All right, folks, we're going to move on to the next alphabetic group, and that's going to be Quebec through Tango. Q through T, call KQ4WHN.
KQ4WHN. Good evening, Mark. Thank you for calling the net. Please check in 0TR, November 0, Tango Romeo. My name's Tom. I'm located in Greer. Good evening to you and all on the net, and I'll be negative and negative, sir.
4WHN. Please check in Kilo Oscar 4, Quebec, Lima, Golf, KO4QLG. This is Chris in Liberty, and I'll be negative and negative. Hello, Tom.
Good evening, Chris.
DHN. N2 SWJ, this is Scott down in Greer. I'll be negative and negative.
It's KQ4WHN with Blue Ridge 2 meter net and net control like you recognize. N0TR, that's Tom there in Greer. Tom, you're going to have to tell Bernice she's going to have to get her license. I need more check-ins, and I can't have her sitting around not contributing to the net each and every night. Thanks for checking in with us tonight, Tom. I got I also have K's. I'm going to get it right, folks. I apologize. KO4QLG, that's Chris there in Liberty. And I've got N2SWJ, that's Scott around here near me in Greer. Scott, I hadn't heard to see you on a Tuesday night in a while. I'm glad to see you back. And good to have everybody get on the log tonight. Okay, you can hear me when I think because I slow down. All right, folks, let's go on to the next alphabetic group. That's Uniform through Zulu, U through Z. Call KQ4WHN.
Hey, Control. If you would please check in Kilo, Quebec 4, Zulu, Lima, Echo. That's KQ4ZLE. This is Anthony. I'm in Townville, South Carolina, on Lake Harwell. I'll be negative, negative. Good evening, sir, to you and everybody on the net.
Check in Kilo 4 X-ray Bravo. That's K4XB. My name's Tommy. Also, please check in Kilo Quebec 4 to be determined. KQ4TBD. This is Angela. Both here in Southern Greenville County. Be negative and negative. Good evening to you and everyone on net.
WHM. Mark and everyone on the net, please check in November 4, Zulu, Lima, Kilo, N4ZLK. My name is Shane. I'm in Cleveland. No traffic, no
table. Q4WHN with Blue Ridge 2 meter net, and net control would like to recognize KQ4ZLE. That's Anthony there in Townville. Thanks for joining us tonight, Anthony. Got K4XB. That's Tommy. And he brings along KQ4TBD, Angela, there in Southern Greenville County. Fantastic to hear you with such regularity, Tommy. That's always fun. All right, and then I've got to round us out on number 40 in the check-in list. It's N4ZLK, Shane there in Cleveland. Fantastic, folks. We're making our way through the alphabet. Anyone else in the Uniform through Zulu group, call now, KQ4WHN. Quiet part means that we're going to move on to the next alphabetic group, and that's going to be Alpha through Delta, A through D. Call KQ4WHN.
4WHN, please check in Kilo Romeo 4, Delta Whiskey Tango, KR4DWT. This is Nate and Pickens, negative, negative.
Kilo Quebec 4, Alpha Sierra Oscar, Chris in Reidville. Sorry, negative and negative.
KQ4WHN with Blue Ridge 2 meter net. Net control would like to recognize KR4DWT. That's Nate. Nate, thanks for joining us tonight. Appreciate it, sir. And then I've got KQ4ASO. That's Chris. And starting to see some folks I hadn't seen in a while or hadn't seen at all. And I love the fact that we've got folks coming in from multiple states in the pre-net check-in. I want to make this community as big and as vocal as we possibly can. I think by measure we are getting more check-ins on an average night than some of the statewide orgs do in a week. So really appreciate everybody taking the time out of their day to check in with us. All right. Kind of a small group in Alpha through Delta. Let's give it one more try. Alpha through Delta, you want to check in Blue Ridge 2 Meter Net? Let's do it now. Call KQ4WHN. We'll move on then. The next alphabetic group is going to be Echo through Hotel, E through H. Call KQ4WHN.
KQ4WHN.
Call on the net. Please check in Kilo Oscar 4 Hotel Kilo X-ray. KO4HKX, that's Patrick. I'm at home with him tonight, Mark. Thanks for calling the net.
November 4, Hotel, Hotel, Charlie, and 4HHC, Warren, and Taylor's, negative and negative tonight.
4WHF.
Mark, please check in. Kilo Charlie 4, Echo Zulu November. KC4ECN, Harry in Cannon, North Carolina. I will be negative negative, Mark, and thanks.
Q4WHN. In Kilo Romeo 4, Echo, 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 KR4EEE, Greg in Hendersonville. I'll be negative and negative tonight. Thanks for calling the net, Mark, and 73 to all in the net.
Q4WHN with Blue Ridge 2 Meter Net and Net Control would like to recognize KO4HKX. That's Patrick. They're in Penrose. Thanks for joining us tonight, Patrick. Good to hear your voice. Got N4HHC. That's Warren. They're in Taylor's. Warren, you got to be really close to me because I'm right in the middle of Taylor's and Greer and east side of Greenville. So we probably are going to see each other on the road at some point in the commute. Got KC4EZN, that's Harry, in Candler. Thanks for joining us tonight, Harry. And then finally on the list for this group, I've got KR4, Echo, Echo, Echo. That's Greg there in Hendersonville. And just as soon as I get done with that group, I see over on the side of my screen that I've got an Echo Link station. So Echo Link stations only. Call KQ4WHN.
K4WHN, Mark, check in. Kilo Alpha 4, Papa Quebec Alpha, KA4PQA, Stephen here in Greenwood.
KQ4WHN with Blue Ridge 2 Meter Net, and Net Control would like to recognize KA4PQA. That's Stephen there in Greenwood. Thanks for joining us tonight, Stephen. Always good to hear you, sir. And another one via Echolink. So it's an Echolink kind of night. That's great. I love it. I love everybody coming in from any way they can. Thanks for getting on the books tonight. All right, folks. Well, we've been through the alphabet once. That means we get to go all the way around again, but all at once. So if you haven't checked in yet, this is your opportunity. Alpha through Zulu, Zulu through Alpha. Call KQ4WHN. I guess I didn't key the mic on that last one. We're going to do another round all the way through the alphabet. Anybody that hasn't checked in, you're listening. You might be new to ham radio. It doesn't matter. You want to check in the Blue Ridge 2 Meter Net. This is your opportunity. Anybody, anywhere, Alpha through Zulu, call KQ4WHN. Well, I guess we've got the bulk of the folks that are going to come in. So I'm going to say this is KQ4WHN, now securing the formal portion of the net with our thanks for those checking in. All stations wishing to secure may do so. We'll now begin the RAC queue portion of the net with periodic stops for check-ins between RAC queues. We didn't have anybody down for RAC queue, which isn't all that unusual, and I try and keep the doors open for a little bit, give people a chance to come in and turn on the radio and realize that they absolutely do want to check in with us tonight. So we'll give it just a second. But I'll tell you a little bit about an experience I had going by the grocery store tonight, at least taking the wife to the grocery store, because I hate getting out of the car when I can absolutely avoid it. So I'm sitting in the car with a radio and had somebody call out on Simplex frequency, the national calling frequency, 146.520, which we've played with here in various forms one or another. But gentleman was going up the road past Furman and was just seeing who he could reach. And sure enough, I could hear him from Pelham Road, so I called back to him. And with that, I had not one but two other folks that just kind of went, hey, I heard you on the radio and thought I'd let you know I could hear you too. So we had four folks doing Simplex without even planning for it. And it was amazing. I had one guy, he was the one guy who initially called out. He was on his way past Furman University, and again, I was at Pelham Road, had one in Taylor's and one in Greer, I believe. So you never know who you're going to be able to find when you just pick up that microphone and press the PTT button. This is KQ4WHN with a Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Got 47 check-ins tonight, and it looks like we might be slowing down on critical mass there. So we'll give everybody just a couple more minutes. I'm going to give it like 5 minutes. Why not? I got nothing better to do other than brush my teeth and kick the dog out one more time. So we'll just sit here and chat. I spent kind of this same time last night talking to 20 folks over in Australia, teaching them how to do stuff on the Microsoft Cloud. So my voice is a little tweaked because I get to talk almost continuously for 3 hours when I do that particular session. And the way they set it up, they don't let people talk back to you. They have a way they can send you messages through the training system, but it's a lot of talking. So I'm used to it. I can hold a conversation by myself, and hopefully everybody's out there just being completely entertained by the nonsense that I spout as I go through this. But anybody want to check in Blue Ridge 2-meter net? Well, I'll stop talking just long enough for you to do that. Anyone anywhere, call KQ4WHN.
In and out. America, Japan 4, Echo November, Bobby. Now you know, or I'll be negative, negative.
WHN. Working the net, please check in. KI4DOS, Gary. Also, K3JOY. That's my pretty little bride, Joy. We're at home in Easley. No traffic, no chew tonight. Good evening to you and all on the net. Hey, Bobby.
Mark, this is KA4PQA Stephen in Greenwood. Since you don't have anyone down for Rag 2, I will. Since you have no one down for Rag 2, I will make a. Since you have no Rag 2ers, I will take this time to make a comment. I would like to remind everyone on frequency of our Ham Fest, of our Ham Fest or Garth Fest. Here in Greenwood on January the 10th of next year at the Odell facility on the Piedmont Technical College campus here in Greenwood.
On that, Stephen, I actually have a question on that, but let me go ahead and dot the I's on the folks that just checked in. This is KQ4WHN with the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, and I would like to recognize AJ4EN, that's Bobby. I knew if I hung around long enough, I would hear from Bobby, and I'm always glad to hear your voice as you come in right as I'm trying to figure out what to do with the rest of the time I've got out there. So thanks for joining us tonight. Also got KI4DOS, that's Gary, and he brings along, well, she gets the door prize tonight. She is my number 50, K3JOY, that's Joy. All right, getting back to Stephen and the Hamfest for the GARS, the Greenville Amateur Radio Society, there in Greenwood. Stephen, is there a website or anything that we need to pass along for the folks that want to do that? Because I remember I wanted to do that last year, and weather kind of got in the way. So I'm going to leave it open to you, sir. What else do we need to know about that Hamfest? Because that's close enough that I can't really... miss that one.
Not a problem, Mark. If you can either go to our website, whiskey4golfwhiskeydelta.org. That is w4gwd.org. And once you're on our website, click on the Hamfest tab, and that will get you to the flyer. Or alternatively, Mark, you can also click on GARS Golf Alfa Romeo Sierra Fest. You can also click on GARS Fest, guard, you can also click on the alternative mark. Alternatively, with that, when if that doesn't work, it should, but Mark, if that doesn't work, you can also click on to garsfest.com, and either one of those links will bring you, and either one of those, and Mark, either one of those links should bring you to our Hamfest flyer, and all of the information should be on all of the information which has already been distributed, all of the information which has already been, which is on that flyer that has already been distributed, you'll be able to find all the information on that.
Stephen, that is w4gwd.org, w4gwd.org, and then click on Hamfest. All right, that's what I'm going to have to do. It's, you know, you're talking about 45, 50 minutes down the road. You just can't miss one that's close, so I appreciate you making that announcement, and that's one of the reasons that we're here. So we got that one covered. All right, folks, anybody else have comments, questions, thoughts, ideas, poems, songs, whatever you want to talk about, we're here. We got the doors open, and if you want to check in, you can do that, too. Call KQ4WHN.
WHN, this is KO4JKV with a quick question.
Come on.
I was curious about, you had those two local nets down there. One was the Simplex, I think you were hosting, and then there was the 10-meter net on Tuesdays everyone's trying to do. Have you heard if anybody's had any luck with those?
I can tell you my experience on the 10-meter net. The 10-meter net, I heard nobody know how. And I think it's just because the atmospheric conditions at 7:30 are not ideal because of the absence of daylight, and things that make 10-meter great are just not there. But what I've been able to determine from the emails on folks trying to attempt it, that has not been terribly successful. So I don't know if they need to move it earlier in the day, but Bob, who is W1RPG, sent out a reminder email earlier today and just reminded everybody that it was going to happen again tonight. Well, almost 2 hours ago, 7:30 on Tuesday nights, but they're doing it every Tuesday. So if you want to try it next Tuesday, that's happening on the 10-meter band at 28445. I was not successful. I didn't have a chance to do that tonight. But I'm gonna try it periodically and just see how it goes.
For that, I figured that it would be just mostly ground plane communication. But I figured someone would at least make a contact. What about that? You had that 2-meter Simplex net on December 2nd. Did anybody make any contacts on that one?
I'll open that up to the floor and see if anybody has anything to report there. But I will say that I have had moderate success, usually with three or four each time I try. Like I said, tonight I was just in the car sitting in the parking lot and somebody called out. I heard it. I responded to it. And then we had a bunch of folks doing it. But the one on December 2nd, we had folks at least within my range were calling out. We could hear each other. But anybody else have anything to report from the Simplex net that we tried on December 2nd? And you want to share with us? Go ahead and do that now.
KQ4ASO here. I did have a few successful 2-meter contacts, and I wasn't aware of the 10-meter net that you guys were going to try. I wish I'd have known that. I'm going to assume that most guys on 10 meters that are trying to get a DX are probably running a horizontal antenna instead of a vertical, because I can go back to the days when I used to run a vertical and I could talk to a lot of folks around here on 10 and 11 meters, but I guess those days are changed. Everybody's running a long wire type antenna now. It's kind of hard to talk local like that. But anyway, back to your original question. 2-meter net was, yes, I talked to a fellow over in Five Forks and another guy up here in Greer on Simplex, and that was pretty cool.
KQ4WHN. Kilo Oscar 4 Yankee Hotel Yankee. I just went to the website for that AmFest, and their AmFest page seems to be not working properly.
KQ4WHN. Stephen, looks like there may be an issue with the GarsFest page. I can do a search for it. I can find the ARRL link with the details, but the GarsFest.com link, I'm also having the same issue with it. Kind of struggling to bring up the website, so there may be some technical issues there. But if you go to W4DV.club, I've also found some information there. So if you do a quick web search for just GarsFest, G-A-R-S Fest, it's out there. You can find it. But I will say I'm having the same kind of issues with getting to the GarsFest.com website.
Mark, I think you mean you double, but if you don't mind, I'd like to make a comment on an alternative website that you can go to get to our HamFest flyer.
Yes, sir, Stephen, the floor is yours.
All stations on frequency that wants to find out about our HamFest in Greenwood, apparently our website link, apparently our HamFest tab on our website is not working, so you all can go to the following alternative website. Repeat, the following alternative website, that is Golf Alpha Romeo Sierra Fest.com, GarsFest.com. That link should work to get you to the website, and that will bring up our HamFest flyer. And Mark, to my knowledge, the last I heard, it is being announced on a regular basis in the announcements on the net every night.
I'm trying to both get there from the club website and just going straight to GarsFest.com, I think there may be something broken with that GarsFest.com domain, but I am able to find other sources of information on it. So it's not hard to find. You just go out and search GarsFest, and it comes up pretty readily. So until they get the website back up and running, or maybe I've got an issue here, but it sounds like more than just me, we might get might be able to find details in other places. But it looks like it's Saturday, July 10th, 2026, and Saturday, January 10th, at the Piedmont Technical College there in Greenwood.
That is QSL copy. Mark, that is QSL copy. And also we should, if we do have a talk in, the talk in should be on our main 2 meter, which is 147.165 positive offset 107.2 PL tone. And to my knowledge, the location is on South Emerald Road in Greenwood.
Fantastic. Stephen, I appreciate you guiding us in there and getting us the details that we need to attend that event in January. Like I said, that's too close to not do that one. That's an easy, you can get it in and done and back for lunch, no problem at all.
Copy that, Mark. I do apologize for the links not working. I'm doing the best I can to assist yourself and others on frequency. But as I said, a copy of our flyer has been sent out to the officers of all clubs. And to my knowledge, and again, Mark, to my knowledge, it should be being announced nightly on the nets. as close as what our Garth fest, I should say, is right around the corner.
Well, I'll do my best to remind everybody on Tuesday nights going forward, and like I say, that's got a pretty good reputation, so I can't wait to attend it for my very first time. It's one of those that I've had on my list for over a year, and I kind of missed it last year because, well, it didn't happen because of weather. But love that you brought that to us, and gonna do what I can to amplify your messaging there. All right, folks, anybody else want to check in? Blue Ridge 2-Meter Net, this is KQ4WHN. Give us a call.
Also, Mark, it's KA4P. This is Stephen again. One more thing I'll add, then I'll let you carry on with and closing it out. I believe the reason, Mark, why our Hamfest is so popular is because it is the first Hamfest of the year, and so many other ham operators enjoy coming to it. I have heard that personally myself from other hams.
From a number of different sources that it's one not to miss. So I'm, like I say, looking forward to it myself, and hopefully everybody's marked their calendar for January 10th. We're getting in the witching hour. We've got a couple minutes here before we're going to wrap up the net, but anybody else anywhere want to check in the Blue Ridge 2-Meter Net, call KQ4WHN.
KQ4WHN. Net control, please recognize Kilo India 4 Delta Delta Delta. That's KI4DDD. Name is Alex Alpha Lima Echo X-ray on a handheld in Clemson. I'll be short time tonight, 73.
This is KQ4WHN with Blue Ridge 2-Meter Net, and I'd like to recognize KI4 Delta Delta Delta. Alex, I think that's the first time we've gotten both you and KR4 Echo 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 in the same log, so I'm going to count that as a win for my week. Thanks for checking in with us tonight. You're number 51 on my log, sir. All right, anybody else? Alpha through Zulu, Zulu through Alpha. Want to check in the Blue Ridge 2-Meter Net? Now's your time. Call KQ4WHN.
KHN. I get the radio to transmit on the right side instead of the side not connected to the repeater. Well, go ahead and check me in, sir, if you would. Alpha, Kilo, 4, Hotel, Romeo, AK4HR. My name is Mike. My location is at home in Simpsonville tonight. No traffic, no comments tonight, Mark. 7-3 to you and everyone on the net.
VFOs come great responsibility. That's an easy one to do. I've certainly done it enough myself. Net control would like to recognize AK4HR. That's Mike there in Simpsonville. All right, folks. We still got folks checking in, so I hate to close this out and leave somebody waiting, but I will throw out there that if you are a new ham and you have no idea what we're doing here, well, we're holding a network, and this gives everybody a chance to just kind of come together at a certain time. And what we do is we create a log of everyone's call signs. We say hi, give everybody a chance to have a conversation. And, well, if you're new and you just got your ham ticket, you've never done one before, you can just say, hey, Mark, here's my call sign, and I'll get you through the rest of it. Call KQ4WHN. Anybody anywhere, Alpha through Zulu, Zulu through Alpha, final call for the Blue Ridge 2-Meter Net, call KQ4WHN. Quiet segment there means we are done checking in, and in the absence of any other comments, I'm going to go ahead and ready my net report, and we'll close this out. Everybody, don't forget, Gary's going to be here tomorrow night. That's KI4DOS, and he'll be running the swap net along with all of the regular check-in process right at 9 o'clock tomorrow night. Wednesday is always a fun time to check into the net, and you make sure you spend some time with Gary, and let's keep this tradition going because there's nothing more fun than ham radio. Okay, good night, folks. This is KQ4WHN, now securing the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. With our thanks for those checking in, we'll now return the repeater back to normal amateur use, 73s, and stay warm, everyone.
KQ4WHN from KA4PQA. Mark, if you are still on frequency, I apologize. My apologies to you on behalf of our club that those two website links are not working. Until one of our club officers is made aware of it and they can get it fixed, the only thing I can tell you to do, Mark, is just keep on trying them until one of the two of them works, or like you mentioned, I'm sure there's other ways that you can find to bring up our HamFest flyer online.
It was no difficulty to find once I used the magic word GARSFest. It came right up in my first search, so I'm familiar with issues with IT. I don't fight those fires anymore, but I've certainly fought enough of them, and I know it'll get fixed and get everything squared away. So I'm not worried about it. But we'll keep echoing the message, and if the website's up next Tuesday, I'll certainly refer everybody out that way. But no worries at all. Have a good night.
Likewise, Mark. You and yours have a good night over that way, and also, like you just mentioned, all of y'all, like you mentioned, Mark, you and yours do your best to stay warm because it is a cold one out there. And with that, KA4PQA 73.
KA4PQA, this is KQ4WHN. Have a good night, sir, and anybody listening, we'll see you next Tuesday.